Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. That's sales.
All right, stand by. Here we go. Thanks. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Eva Rosenberg. TaxMama.com is the website. I encourage you to check that out. Find all of her books there. Deduct Everything, Small Business Taxes Made Easy, the third edition. So much resources there, folks. Daily tax tips, free advice. She's just such a great resource and champion of small businesses. Eva, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all that you do for small business.
Look who's talking.
Our hearts, I know you join me in sending our hearts and prayers and thoughts out to the people in the Houston area. I've just been so sick about what's going on down there. I've got so many friends down there. I've got three families of kinfolks down there. And they're just, when I think about all the small businesses that I know, some of them I drive by when I go down there, which I'm in the Houston area a lot. And I think about their businesses, their customers are gone.
Their
business is underwater.
They're coming back. You know, that's the good thing. If you listen to
But their inventory is underwater. Their business is underwater. They didn't have flood insurance, probably many of them. They didn't have business interruption insurance. We talked about this in the last, earlier today. What's their tax scenario for these guys?
Okay. Well, people who have all of these losses and everything else, there are a whole bunch of different ways to recoup some of the losses through tax treatments in a presidentially declared disaster area. But in the meantime, we have a bunch of filing deadlines that affect them, and the IRS issued a declaration that allows them to postpone the filing deadlines we just talked about, the payment deadlines, the penalties, and everything on all of their business, payroll, individual tax returns, everything that's due on September 15th and October 15th have all been moved to January 16th, 2018.
Say that again. I want to make sure everybody heard that. Say that again.
Okay. All of the filing and payment deadlines that were due now on September 15th.
For the people in the hurricane.
For the people in the hurricane area.
Affected by the hurricane.
So that's going to be anything that was due September 15th or October 15th or all of the little payments for payroll that go on, all of those payments and filings are pushed forward to January 16, 2018.
Right. Now, and no penalties, no interest.
No penalties. Not sure about interest, but they're talking about
do they have to declare anything in order to qualify for that?
Oh, I would certainly write, Hurricane Harvey on top of all of the forms
that you send in January.
That you send in late. Your zip code, of course, is going to help. It's going to identify
right.
you as being part of the area. Plus, we are now facing Hurricane Irma
right.
in Florida and on the East Coast.
It's going to come ashore about sometime and sock those guys around the 15th or so.
Yeah, they're coming. They're facing that, and they're going to face the same kind of extensions. So relax. If you can't get your act together, we know there are people streaming out of Florida. Every flight out of Florida is
right.
booked. You can't get out of there now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't panic. Go out in an orderly fashion and leave the state. Another reason why I don't want to live in Florida or Houston or any of those states with
yeah.
hurricanes.
But yet you live in on top of the San Andreas Fault, so you got to be honest about this, Eva.
I am, and you know
she
what?
Lives on top
we
of the San Andreas Fault folks, in California.
It lasts about 3 seconds, so we're not underwater.
Don't go looking down your nose at the Florida people, Eva. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
But I have earthquake insurance, and seriously, it's important for people who are in these various disaster zones that happen over and over again to get the appropriate insurance. FEMA isn't going to cover all of that.
We talked about that in the last segment. You know, one guy gets his roof blown off of his building by the hurricane. Falling water comes in. His insurance is covered. Then the guy next to him has a good roof. It doesn't get blown away. The water runs off his roof, comes in through the bottom. It's not covered.
You know what? When we had the big Northridge quake over here in California,
right, in your backyard,
one of my clients was working, running the programming center, the IT center for 20th Century Insurance. And basically, he said, all of a sudden, there were a lot of fires after the earthquake. Because people had fire insurance, so they set fire to their homes.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's not
we're
nice.
We're not promoting that around this show, folks. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you
Eva
so much.
Rosenberg.
Just have a less taxing day.
She's the best. TaxMama.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.